It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? It's Monday. We're back around here. Nice day. It's Spaziano and Sandy on 99 The Buzz. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters. Another nice sunrise. Going to be sunny and 80 today. The humidity starts to turn itself in this week as temps will be 70s and 80s. And it's more summer-like humidity. Like we've had that nice 80 degree day with breeze and not really muggy. I guess muggy's going to be part of our life this week.
Anybody go to the Fairport Canal Days? Were you there? Did you witness this big tree branch come crashing down on a vendor's tent? That must have been scary.
Yeah, I saw that.
Saturday was crazy. Saturday was a little windy. I was feeling it ended up being okay, wait, I'm trying to think back to Saturday. The weather ended up being okay, right? It was a little rainy in the morning.
Yeah, a little rainy in the morning and then clear it out and then breezy. Windy, actually.
It was windy.
Yeah, later in the day. We had a lot of limbs and tree limbs and branches down in my yard. More than usual. I mean, like, what happened?
Did you end up going to the Fairport Canal Days on Saturday when it was windy?
No. We were at my daughter's dance recital.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, it was awesome. So that was pretty scary. I guess it sent a couple people to hospital and a couple people got treated and released and stuff like that. But, man, how can you plan for something like that?
Do they get their money back? Because the vendor has to pay to be there. And half of the time they weren't there because of this tree branch.
That's the first thing you thought of.
Yes. Well, no, I first thought of, are people okay? And then you answered that question before I even asked it. So now my next question is, what happens with that vendor? They need their money back, right?
Well, would I ask for my money back? Probably it's probably act of God stuff. So no, probably not.
Yeah, but that's not fair.
He always gets off the hook, right?
And then do they show up on Sunday? Like, they're probably terrified. Put me in a different location.
No, you're kidding me? It's the safest place. There's no tree limb anymore.
Oh, that's true. That's very true.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad everybody's okay now. It's, we had Spencerport Carnival, Fireman's Carnival, right, this weekend? Mm-hmm. And Fairport Canal Days. Yeah, the season is here.
You can, it's so funny how the duck festival race is like such a big deal. It's so cute. Does any other town do the duck race, or is this pretty much like a Rochester? It's not just a Rochester thing, is it?
Oh, no, it's done around the country, but just in our area. I think, are there any other canal towns that do the duck race?
Maybe Brockport. I think I remember Brockport.
Yeah.
Brockport Arts Festival doing it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But man, we love our duck race.
Yes, we do. We love
it. Was like the top of the news for
polluting our waterways with yellow plastics.
No, so, they scoop them up after. We're not polluting them. Come on.
You think there's ever like one that gets away that finally gets to leave the world of toys and gets back to nature?
Oh, it's like a Toy Story thing.
Like a Toy Story, like a reverse Toy Story.
Yeah.
Mostly sunny, warm, 80 degrees today. Tickets to Chicago in concert coming up on the 26th. You're going to win them all this week here on 98.9 The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, good morning to you. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Susanna and Sandy on Monday morning. Good morning, Sandy Water.
Good morning.
Can I do a real quick shout out to my son, Anthony? It's his 27th birthday today. Happy birthday, buddy.
27?
Yeah, man.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
Is it hard to say?
No, he's 27.
Oh, no, I would be in total denial. Mm. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I know, isn't that crazy?
Well, you know what you should do? You know what you should get Anthony for his birthday?
What?
World Cup tickets.
Oh, no, he should be buying me World Cup tickets. He makes more money than me.
I don't even know if you can get him anymore. It was a lottery. How about my daughter puts in for the lottery?
Oh, no.
I go, how are you affording the World Cup tickets if you get your name pulled?
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. You had to, this was like months ago. She goes, listen, they don't take my credit card. So I put your credit card down. You have to give your credit card info first. She goes, so if you get like a $1,500 charge, don't worry.
Nah.
I go, what the hell are you talking about?
I got you covered.
Anyhow, thankfully, she did not get it.
Oh.
And my card was not charged. But World Cup starts this week.
Yeah.
This Friday, if I get this wrong, somebody correct me, but I believe this Friday is the game in Toronto. That's the game that she was trying to get. And then Friday is the game the U.S. plays versus Paraguay in L.A.
9 p.m., 9 o'clock. And I guess you'll hear it in the news, but Mayor Evans of Rochester is planning and announcing some like watch parties and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah. Are we going to watch this?
Friday night.
Like my family probably will, because we're a soccer family. My older daughter plays soccer, but I don't feel the energy around this as much as you would think, since this is the World Cup.
More people are excited about it than anyone here in America, just collectively. Because
are you excited?
No, because football.
He's like, no.
Football, known as soccer in America, is way more popular over in Europe and other places.
Yeah, but still, you would think you would get excited. Like, there are so many around the world. People are here in the United States in different areas. Like, this would be. I just think it's very fascinating how we're so big about soccer. There are so many soccer clubs in Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many soccer parents, so many soccer players, yet I don't hear anything about it, really.
Yeah, isn't it weird?
Are soccer parents the biggest crap talkers?
No, hockey. Hockey parents are the biggest crap talkers.
Oh, no, I don't think hockey.
Yeah, because you can scream and yell and whatever at any game, at either of those types of games. But when it comes to player participation, they're allowed to fight. You're not allowed to fight in soccer.
Which shocks me when my daughter was playing soccer. And we're talking when she was 8 years old. The parents on the sideline were horrible. Like, parents got kicked out because of the trash talking they did about these 8-year-old players.
God, it's like people getting in fist fights over graduation, kindergarten graduation.
It's so stupid. Nasty. It's nasty. Okay, so you say hockey. Yeah, I don't know.
Hockey.
I've never been in a crowd of hockey parents when they were watching their kids, so I'm not even sure. I should ask my husband.
I went to a hockey game once with a couple of friends that were from Rochester, but they had a camper where we were up in Fairhaven. And we went to TJ's game once, and Marie turned into a raging, crazy, like, Tasmanian devil. I'm like, damn, girl. Like, whoa. I'd never seen that side of you before.
Someone did say to me, and I don't want to believe this, that it tends to be mom who is a little bit more intense on the sidelines than dad.
It seemed like it, at least my only experience.
I know, and that's what made me think of it, because you said it was Marie who went crazy.
Yeah.
And her husband, was her husband there? Is she married still?
Yeah.
And what was he doing while Marie was...
Come on, Tej. She's like, I got projects, rockin', frackin', suckin', rockin', frackin'. Like, swearing like Yosemite.
Anybody can relate to this? Do you remember your parents on the sidelines, like, just embarrassing the heck out of you? And does it embarrass the players? I always wonder that.
I don't even know if they can hear it.
Oh, no, they know when their parents get kicked out. They know.
Well, when they get kicked out is one
they
thing.
They know when the ref is talking to their parent, like, stop.
I mean, like, my boys did wrestling, really. I mean, they did, like, middle school soccer or football, but there's nothing there. But wrestling is weird. You yell at the players, you root for them, but you don't trash talk anybody else. You yell moves to them.
Oh, okay.
It's weird.
So,
yeah.
Oh, so wrestling parents are the nicest, then. I'll say track parents are the most supportive.
Oh.
If we're going to go yin and yang,
yeah.
I say track parents are the, like, just the nicest, the track meets that I've been to, and I haven't been to that many.
Yeah.
But they were supporting other runners, and it was incredible. So you guys are the nicest.
Uh-huh.
And then it's a debate between soccer or hockey parents being the most vicious.
Crap talks.
All right, coming up in about 10 minutes, a new store in Eastview Mall
Oh.
Will this be the it place to meet up with friends?
All right.
And will it work in Rochester?
Coming up.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Sunny and 80 today from 98.9 The Buzz. Gonna need your shades if you're coming in this morning, which is a good thing.
Is this a type of business that can work in Rochester? It has been successful in other markets. But in Rochester, I don't know if this is going to really become the new it place to hang out with friends.
What is it? Another clothing store? A new grocery store? What is it?
Well, the grand opening celebration is June 12th, which is what? Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that this Friday? Oh my gosh, it's already freaking June 12th?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, it's this Friday. The grand opening of Capital One Cafe at Eastview Mall.
Oh, one of those things.
I get the email that I was invited to the grand opening. Did you get that email?
I did not.
Oh.
I'm so lucky. I thought that was just a thing for like bougie New York City places.
See, I know. Yeah. They ran ads about it, right? They do. They still do? I don't know.
Yeah,
but I always thought,
yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Do I have to be a Capital One member to go to that? Is that like an exclusive cafe? Like the airport has the exclusive
like the
areas?
Delta Club,
yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Celebrate the opening of Capital One's first ever Rochester Cafe. Well, first ever in Rochester at Eastview Mall. It's open to everyone, whether you're a Capital One customer or not. It's described as Starbucks meets Apple Store meets Light Bank Branch. So do you think it'll be a success?
I get the concept, and it's different because banks are stuffy and cold, right? Supposedly. Like the old, you know, looks like a giant Harry Potter auditorium, right? Old banks. You know, then they've turned themselves into, you know, kind of office-y looking places. And like these credit unions try to make it a little more homey, right? Mm-hmm. They got the coffee and then the seating area and you get called. You feel, you know, you feel special. This is the next evolution of it.
It's not new, though. This has been around forever. It's new to us in Rochester. But there's a lot of businesses that work in other cities. And for some reason, they don't stick with Rochester. It doesn't work here. Is this going to be one of those businesses that will or will not work in Rochester, do you think? Does this feel like a Rochester type business?
It doesn't. You know, it really does. I don't want to curse it, but like it doesn't seem like.
But why?
I don't know.
Why do you say that?
I kind of feel like, okay, well, you got to have a Capital One, you know.
No, you don't have to have a Capital One.
I know, but that's what I feel. I feel like, oh, you can come here, but like you're not one of us. Like, even though you are one of us, you can come here and have our coffee, but you don't get
the whole
package.
Okay, so that's why you wouldn't like it. But if you're going to say it's not going to work in Rochester, why do you say Rochester is not going to work? Is it because we're more practical? I think we like practicality. We like practical things. Even though we want all the extras, I don't think we're an extra type town.
You know what? We're pretty much suburban, right? And when you go to Eastview, for instance, and you walk up to that Starbucks and you're in this beautiful mall, you feel special. You feel like, ooh, I'm elite. I'm at Eastview Mall. I can walk around. I could have thousands of dollars that I'm spending today, but I'm going to the dollar part that I could get cheap stuff at. That's kind of like the vibe.
What are you saying? What are you trying to say?
Trying to say that we want to be bougier than we are. We're
so cow
country.
You think this will work?
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe because it's at Eastview Mall. And that's where all the, you know.
What are you trying to say? Eastview Mall people are the bougie people?
Yeah, it's more highfalutin over there.
I'm trying to read between the lines. You're like holding back on what you really feel.
It's highfalutin over that side, you know? It's more upscale, I feel.
I wonder if it would be more fun to work at a Capital One cafe than a regular bank or credit union. Because typically, I don't know how many, like usually when I go into my Family First, there's maybe one other person there. I don't know how many people really come in and out. Is it one of those jobs where it's pretty much just kind of chill?
And then
if you go to, like if you work at the Capital One cafe, there's more activity, more. Do you want that? Would it be more fun?
Do you have to have barista skills and like a business accounting degree in order to be a banker and a barista? Do the bankers serve the coffee?
I don't know. know. Wait, that's a good question. I mean,
do you
don't
have
know.
To have two skills in order to work at this bank?
No, I think. Have, oh, wait, I don't know.
Do you have to know
do
how
you?
To do the little design on top of the foam? And yeah, count hundreds?
What would make you. Okay, that's a great question because when I go to Eastview Mall, I have a routine at Eastview Mall. If I'm bringing the kids with me, I know they're going to do the bulk of the shopping. Mm-hmm. So my husband and I will just grab our Starbucks. First mm-hmm. thing, that's the side of the mall we park
that's
at.
That's the bougie.
Grab our Starbucks, and then we just walk around the mall. And that is just, I love that. So now will I jump over the Starbucks and go straight to the Capital One Cafe, grab my coffee?
Again, it's all location, right? Where is it based on where you park? Are you going to go all the way to the other side to get it?
But see, I like to walk around with my coffee at Eastview Mall. So I don't know if I would just, because what else are they going to sell there? Do they sell like desserts, sandwiches? Like what else can I eat at the Capital One Cafe? Does anyone know? Or is it just coffee?
Interest rates. You can eat interest rates. Chomp down on these. Great deals. Come bank with us.
Well, anyhow, the grand opening is on Friday, the Capital One Cafe in Eastview Mall. And I want to see stores succeed, so hopefully it'll work.
I do, too. I want to see it succeed, you know.
Listen to him. I do, too.
No.
I do, too.
Spisano and Sandy.
Any day now, 98.9 to buzz. School's out, teachers. Kids, yeah, too. Yeah, but teachers, yay!
All right, so what's your teacher's side job that some parents might not agree with? Because I think I found one.
Why? What'd you find?
With my friend of mine, her daughter, who's a new teacher, is doing on summer vacation or whenever there's a break. I don't know if I like it. I don't know. It's Pisano and Sandy. It is 98.9 The Buzz. Okay. She said that her daughter, who's a new teacher, is trying to go viral by posting ASMR mukbang, whatever the heck it's called, videos. So that's where people eat food on camera, exaggerating the chewing and crunching sounds. And here she is in her white sports. It's like the same thing every day. It's just a different food that she's eating.
Oh, my God.
It's a close-up shot. She's in her, you can tell she's in her white sports bra. She has super cute girl. I mean, super cute girl. Mm-hmm. High ponytail. You know, she's just, and then she's just. And I'm like, what is she doing? That looks like that, I don't. If I want my kid's teacher doing that on the side.
Yeah, it's a bit, what's the word for it? It's provocative, if that's a word for it.
And it blows, like every time she posts a video, blows up.
Really?
I'm like, what is she doing though? You're a teacher. You can't be doing that. I'm sorry.
Wow, that's a bit.
I don't care if it goes viral.
I mean, it's not dirty.
Not every side job is a side job a teacher should have. And that's what I think.
I know of a teacher that as soon as they are out of school, they and actually the last couple weeks of school, they're in rehearsals for working at the Renaissance Festival. So you can go up to Mr. Schroeder. You're like, okay. Oh, he's the jester in the Queen's Court. Look at that guy.
I think that's okay. I don't think
that's a good one.
Well, it depends on what you're performing as.
Well, if you're a wench at the wash basin, you know, they're kind of provocative.
Yeah, but they don't do anything. I mean, this I think that's okay. I don't know. Do I think that's okay? If you found out Ellie's teacher was doing these mukbang. Am I pronouncing it right? Mukbang. Videos, would you be okay with it? Honestly, now, honestly.
Yeah, I would. I don't, it doesn't, you know.
It's
nobody
weird.
Heard. It might be weird, but it's like.
It's very weird. Those are thirst trap videos. Those are videos that scream, I need validation and I need to go viral. I do not want my kids' teacher, especially in the schools when we're trying to help teach our kids that social media is not the path to go down. And now my teacher's trying to go viral.
Well, I guess.
In her white sports bra.
She can argue that she's an adult and she can do that. She went through school and she got her degree and she can do now within her, you know, capacity that doesn't conflict with what she does for a living.
But it does.
Does it?
We just get a message on 98.9 The Buzz. You can call us 818-2899 or on socials 98.9 The Buzz. I don't teach anymore, but back in the day, I was a bouncer on the weekends. I was very familiar with Scotty and his nightclubs.
Yeah,
and his nightclub nights. Sorry, club nights.
Nightclubs. The
Okay, a bouncer.
What if your teacher?
If your teacher's a bouncer, well, I think that's.
That would be okay.
I just see teachers as teachers. That's it.
See, it's funny because I grew up with teachers, and they are so not teachers. As soon as they're done with work, they're like, I mean, my parents did real estate on the side in the summertime. They sold houses. That's boring. But like, what if you're like your phys ed teacher was like had this crazy like burner Bertha, and she's on a roller derby team.
Well, she's the phys ed teacher, so they see that makes sense. Well, that's okay.
Well, she's physically running people over and you know, blocking them and knocking them out of the ring.
Yeah, but that's sports, and you're a phys ed teacher.
Okay.
I think that's okay.
All right.
I feel like that's okay. Is there anything that if you found out that Ellie's teacher was doing that you would be like, yeah, I don't know about that one.
OnlyFans. That'd be a negatory.
Well, what if it was just showing her feet, though?
Just feet, not face?
Just feet.
Then I say go for it.
How about feet and face?
No.
But nothing like sexy at all besides just no socks. No socks, no shoes.
Have you started that endeavor yet? I really think
no,
you should.
No, but I'm very intrigued by it.
You really should. Just for grins to see how much money you can make.
Like that, who cares? If you want to, whatever. If you enjoy my feet, I don't care.
Is there a market, an OnlyFans market for guy feet?
You know, I think I'm going to go on a limb here and just say that you guys have those weird whatever fascinations that you would spend money on. Women aren't spending money on that.
Oh, sure. No. Sure, Sandra.
We're not.
Oh, yeah.
We're not.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
818-2899. What's your teacher side job that some parents might not agree with?
We're going to
go. We'll decide.
Yeah. We'll go sunny and warm today, too. And 80 degrees. It's going to be a nice week. It's going to be up to the upper 80s by later. And humidity is going to be probably the headline as the week goes on. And it's coming up to our 7 o'clock hour here on The Buzz.
I'm not sure why Wegmans had to do this, but they had to update its in-store signage to reinforce a long-standing policy. That's your little tease. And, I'll leave you with that.
Yeah.
After 7 o'clock, I'll tell you what that policy is, and then we're gonna wonder why. Why do they even need to tell us this?
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
Me and my friends still say you stink. Here's a cake. Like we just randomly say it. The community cake bit never left us.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Monday, what's up? My daughter yesterday, Sandy, was so excited. She goes, Dad, you know, yesterday, she wakes up awake because I'm like, you know what day it is? I'm like, yeah, it's Sunday. She goes, no, it's 6-7. I'm like, oh, my God, I love you.
You and your daughter are the same person.
I know,
it's good,
right?
It's good.
You got 99 to buzz. How are you doing? Suzanne
Sandy reinforces
here.
That she is you.
Yes, exactly.
She is your kid. Okay, I don't know why Wegmans needs to do this, but Wegmans is updating its in-store signage to reinforce this long-standing policy that apparently people don't follow. Yeah. I don't get it. Their core values, their core rules, rather, I should say, have not changed. The new messaging makes it clear that pets are not permitted.
I never saw a sign that said pets weren't permitted, though.
I haven't seen the sign. I agree. So I don't know if they're updating it, meaning making it bigger. But I have never seen anyone bring up pet in a grocery store.
It's like an unspoken rule, right? It's just like, no, you don't bring an animal around raw food. Just like,
who's doing that?
I don't know. Somebody is.
Where, like, which Wegmans is ruining it for everybody else? Like, which Wegmans was the misbehaved Wegmans? Which Wegmans had most people bring in their pets where they needed to say this out loud? Okay, you guys, just a reminder.
Yeah.
Leave the dog at home.
It's like the stupid warnings you get on all these products, like, you know, do not ingest. Well, obviously, I'm not going to eat bleach.
I kind of feel like it's the East Ave Wegmans.
Oh,
that feels like the store that people would bring in their pet. I think it's East Ave.
I actually, if you're going to say locally, I would say there weren't any. We weren't the cause of this extra signage. I think there are other Wegmans where people don't understand the value.
Well, then it wouldn't be. Then they wouldn't have to update the in-store signage here. Then, if it wasn't a problem here.
Oh, they're only doing it. Oh. Well,
I don't know if they're only doing it, but it's a news story here, so they're going to update the signage here. So if it wasn't an issue here, they wouldn't have to. So it obviously is.
Oh, it's definitely Canandaigua.
Canandaigua?
Uh-huh.
Whoa, smack.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I say. I could be completely wrong, and probably am. But I'm thinking, you know, there's a lot of rich people live down there. They're well off, so they bring their little doggies in with them.
Oh, I didn't think it was a rich person entitlement. I just thought it was like, you know, I don't know. I don't know why I think it's the East Ave. 818-2899.
So the East Ave is more of an artsy area, right?
That's why I was thinking that. Someone just sent us a TikTok video.
What?
This can't be real.
What?
A man. So he's walking in the produce section in a Wegmans in Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Okay, all right.
With a pony.
Ah, that's why they put the signs up.
Who thinks that's okay? What is he doing? He's just nonchalantly walking with his pony on like a leash.
Oh my God, dude, that's crazy. I got a call coming in. Hey, good morning, The Buzz. You're on Spazana Sandy. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good. What do you call it?
I got a little story about your pet in Wegmans.
Yeah.
My wife, we use Wegmans water bottles. My wife takes the bag of water bottles. She puts them in the front of the cart, dumps them in the front of the cart. Mm-hmm. Just water bottles, nothing sticky or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to the return machine and gets yelled at by one of the attendants that they were not supposed to do that as somebody went by with a poodle in the front of the cart.
Poodle! Okay, so part of their policy says no carts for animals. Service animals are not, they say service animals, are not allowed to be placed inside the shopping carts due to health and safety guidelines.
Well,
that is disgusting.
Obviously.
You said obviously, but he just saw a poodle in the shopping cart.
So you had plastic bottles in your cart, and somebody else had a dog, and they yelled at you?
Yes.
That's insane. How big was this dog?
It was, you know, it was like a very small, but it wasn't a big poodle. Maybe the size of like a Shih Tzu or something like that.
Yeah, like a medium size.
Nonetheless, the lady yelled at my wife that you shouldn't dump your bottles, and this other lady walked by with a poodle.
Which Wegmans were you at, East Ave or Canandaigua?
Brockport!
Was it a college student? I'm trying to figure out who is doing this.
No, it was not a college student.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Man, woman.
We see it often there.
You do?
Yeah.
I think it's the Brockport store that ruined it for everybody. Wait, was it a woman or a man? It's probably a woman.
It was a woman.
Oh, man. A middle-aged woman. Yeah, I could see her doing that.
The guy with his pony, his mini pony walking through a Wegmans, that must have gotten some.
Okay, that's insane.
That must have triggered the policy, if anything did.
At the Brockport Wegmans, before we let you go, at the Brockport Wegmans, you said you see pets often in the cars. Is it always just a dog or any ponies, bunnies, anything else?
No, I believe there was. I saw one that was a cat in like one of the little cat carriers, the soft carriers.
Oh yeah, sure.
But most of the time, it's just dogs.
Yeah,
that's so wrong. Are you bothered by that, or you think it's okay?
No, I don't. You know what? I really don't think that animals should be in with the food. Right. You know, we see it sometimes in restaurants. We were out of state last month, and there was a couple that had their dog at a restaurant, and it was a barbecue place, mm-hmm. and it growled at the waitress, and it just doesn't seem right.
You can keep your pets at home. I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, and stop dripping your water all over the cart with your water bottle.
How dare you?
Jeez.
How dare you, sir?
Have a great morning.
The smallest move can spark the biggest debate. Welcome to Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz. Sandy, no yawning.
I know.
No yawning on the job.
I know. This will wake you up. It wasn't the unforgettable moment she had planned. A high school senior was denied of her diploma because of what she did on stage.
Meet Tyvion Campbell.
I will be attending Georgia State University this fall.
She says she'd been telling friends, family, and even classmates for weeks that for graduation at Chicago Tech Academy High School, her exit was going to be memorable.
Uh-oh. Did a pretty princess wave, did my split, got back up, and I tried to reach for my diploma, and I didn't get it. And I was confused at first. I thought they mixed up my name.
Video of the moment shows Campbell looking back towards school officials as the audience cheered.
The principal telling her, now don't get her nothing.
Don't get nothing.
She did a little stunt on stage and got denied.
Yeah, yeah. The school must have said, hey, listen, no messing around. Just grab your diploma and walk off the stage. She did a split instead with her princess wave and got nothing, denied. And now the school says to her, she's not going to get her diploma until she figures out a way to make it right.
How?
Whatever that means. I don't know.
Do an unsplit.
I don't.
Like,
do an unsplit.
How do you do an unsplit?
I don't know. So how do you feel about that? And I don't know if there are local schools who set that policy, too. Like, no, do not mess around.
Right.
Otherwise, you're not getting your diploma. Like any other school, local schools making that threat.
Yeah, call us up, 818-2899. Vote Jerk or Justified and tell us your, you know, whatever policy that you may have had when you were in school or what it is now.
So we're putting the principal, right? The policy is on track, like the principal at, like making good on that threat? Or are we doing the student who went against it?
So let me get this straight. They did say no shenanigans beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah, and they followed through with that threat, and she's not getting her diploma.
That makes
it easiest, right, to have that Montreal? Okay.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or Justified?
I'm going to say jerk.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if they do tell you that you're not supposed to do something, then don't do it. You could do it afterwards, you know.
So you're saying the school, then, for really following through with that threat, you're saying they are justified.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So we're saying justified for the policy. Stand by the policy. All right. Got you. Thank you.
Okay.
A rule is a rule.
That's right. Hi to Buzz. What do you say, jerk or justified?
I say jerk.
The school was a
jerk.
There you go.
Can I let you know what we did for our graduation?
Oh, my God. Ooh. Yeah, what? And how long ago was this?
Oh, God. 33 years ago?
Yeah, I love it. What did you guys do?
We had a blow-up doll.
You're so naughty. This poor girl is just doing a simple split, and you're bringing a blow-up doll?
They were crowd-surfing the blow-up doll, and we gave beer caps to our president, who read everybody's name. So every time we went up, we shook her hand and gave her a beer cap.
Oh my God. Now that is funny. That's funny. I don't know about the blow-up doll.
I think, you know what? These kids work so hard, and they just want to have fun. Just give her her damn diploma.
Yeah.
Can you do me?
Let her have her moment. Let them all have a moment.
What school did you graduate from? Because we just got a text from Bill's Mafia Ken, and he said my ex-brother-in-law brought a blow-up doll on stage with him.
I graduated from Eastridge High School.
Okay, Eastridge, all right. Yeah.
I got to see if that's the same. What is up with the blow-up dolls?
Did your blow-up doll make it to the stage?
No.
Okay, cool. Was it dressed in a graduation cap and gown?
It was not. Somebody had hit it unblown under their outfit. And then as we were sitting, we had risers and we were facing our parents. And they blew it up as we were sitting there through the whole spiel.
I love it.
And then crowd surfed the blow up down.
That's beautiful. All right. You're going to talk. You're going to say jerk then.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. Good morning. The Buzz. Jerk or justified for the school to say no shenanigans.
I've got to say that she was more than definitely a jerk.
Okay.
The school. The school is on trial.
The school. Okay. So, yeah, that's and that means the school was justified.
Yeah, the school was justified, definitely. They were warned ahead of time. She finally did get her diploma, so I saw her on Newsmax last night.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, she did whatever she had to do, and she got it. The boys as well as the girl got her diploma. Now,
what did she have to do to get the diploma? Did it say?
How did she undo it?
No, it didn't say. But what we did during my graduation was we hid our way of getting even. We had a water gun fight during graduation.
Nice.
Wait, during the ceremony?
Oh, yeah, during the whole thing, we had a water gun fight, and they were hidden in our clothes underneath our gown, so no one knew what was going on for sure.
And, you know, those kind of stunts are awesome because you can't say, well, sir, you don't get your diploma. They would have been like, nobody in the class gets a diploma. They couldn't, you know, they couldn't.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
This poor girl just did a split on stage in a princess wave. Here we go. We got a blow-up doll. We got water guns.
But nobody can tag an individual person with it at that moment to not get their diploma.
Listen, that's right. She did more than one split. She sat there on stage. I saw it on stage. And she bounced up and down on her.
She did bounce.
You know what? The practical me says, if I was an administrator, I would say no shenanigans because I don't want anybody to do like a backflip and get hurt or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so, that's true. And I completely and totally agree with that.
Yeah. But on the other hand, I want to say, you know, this is their last hurrah. Like, go out in style.
Do what you want to do. It doesn't hurt anybody.
You know, Sand, you know what? Here's the catch. It proves one thing. The girl didn't shoot again.
Yay, Mark! Yay, got it in. I love you, man. Take it easy. Hey, the Buzz, good morning.
Hey, the Buzz, good morning.
Woo!
Whoa. Hi.
Hey.
Hi, I'm here.
Yeah, what do you call it? Jerk or justified?
Is it a Catholic school? I'm just wondering.
I don't know.
What did it say? Chicago? I don't know. It was a school in Chicago.
Well,
I'm not sure.
I was wondering. If they specifically said no shenanigans to the kids and she did it, then I hate to say she's justified, even though I enjoy seeing stuff like that when I'm at a graduation. I think it's fun and I think it's spirited and the kids are all excited. I wouldn't, you know, do that, but I guess it's justified because they said no shenanigans.
Right, they qualified it ahead of time. If they didn't say anything, then, you know.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you. I think it's fun. It was harmless. It didn't take up too much time. If you're commanding too much attention, too much time, fine. But this was a quick split in a couple bouts.
Does anybody agree with me that graduation ceremonies are
boring?
Yeah, this makes it more exciting.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. They're reading off hundreds of names and you're sitting there. I think it's fun to see how the kids. Let's think about when they ask somebody to prom or something. They go out of there. They do like cartwheels to ask someone to prom.
Right.
And like think of something really crazy.
You almost are waiting for that one kid or kids to do something strange on stage. It's almost the appeal of it. It's like, I love it.
I agree.
All right. So it is, you say it's justified for the school.
I guess so. But the rule is not justified.
There you go.
All right, the verdict is... Justified.
For the school to deny her diploma because they set the rules.
As much as
Jerk or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
But I think we can all agree. We find it funny and cute when we see a student do that. But if that was our kid on stage breaking that rule, oh my God, I'd be so angry.
Because everybody look at you and be like, that's your kid, huh?
Yeah, congratulations. Nice job.
You did well. Great parenting. Yeah,
look at your kid in the seat blowing up that blow up doll. You know, nice job, mom.
You know, it'd be fun to see that every kid that comes across the stage to get their diploma to graduate brings some kind of indication of what they're doing when they get out of school. You know, like wear a stethoscope if they want to be a doctor, or just so you can kind of see. You know.
Wow. Well, that's a cute idea.
Yeah. Or bring a hammer if you're going to be a tradesman.
What if you're undecided?
If you're undecided, then you look like a loser.
Oh, my God. That was so... Take that back. Take that back
joking.
Right now.
I'm joking. All right. It's coming up on 8 o'clock on here on 98.9 The Buzz. Spizzano and Sandy.
Just after 8, R-rated horror circus.
Yeah, baby.
Makes its way to Rochester.
Spizzano and Sandy.
How you doing Monday morning at 98.9 The Buzz? Spizzano and Sandy. Beautiful sunny start, low humidity, gorgeous 80 and sunshine today. That makes Monday that much more bearable here on Spizzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
I guess
so.
But yeah. While you're at work, you're like, oh man, I'm missing out on a nice day. It's hard to focus.
Yeah.
Okay. So how about this? And I don't know if you've driven around the Marketplace Mall area and you probably saw that ginormous white tent outside and you're like, what is going on over there? I'll tell you what's going on over there. It's something your kids can't see. It's an R-rated horror circus.
Yeah. I love this.
At Marketplace Mall.
I love this. And it ends today. I'm bummed. I just saw it yesterday. I'm like, oh, I want to go check that out.
So it's an R-rated horror circus that offers a blend of acts with a touch of haunting European flair.
Cool.
Whatever that means. People can expect to see all kinds of amazing feats, acrobats, aerial artistry, along with burlesque dancing and laugh out loud comedy. All with a horror twist.
I love this.
Anybody go see this show, 818-2899, because I saw somebody post a comment. And it said, great show, ! Awesome. Loved the guy in his tidy whiteys. Hope the woman disinfected her phone? What are we doing at this show?
Well, you're clutching your pearls this morning, Sandy Waters.
Wait, what are you doing with a woman's phone?
You know what? You should have gone to see this. This is the circus troupe is called Paranormal Cirque by Cirque Italia. It's an Italian. Joint.
This comment that said the guy in his tidy whiteys, but they spelled T-I-D-Y.
Oh, aren't they though?
It's tidy, right? Like tight?
Yes.
Or is it tidy?
No, it's tight. T-I-G-H-T.
See, that's one of those words. I'm not knocking this person. I am just, I'm sympathetic because that is one of those words where you just pronounce one way and you think it's spelled one way and you are completely wrong.
Well, I'm completely judging that person.
Oh, I'm not judging.
Yes, you know me. I'm the grammar police, spelling police.
Yeah, because you...
I'm perfect.
Yeah, you could tell because you are perfect.
I'm
so
perfect.
When you speak, you say every word correctly.
Exactly, I do.
Anyhow.
Would you have gone, if I got tickets, would you have gone with me?
I don't know. I don't like how mysterious it is. It's like, wait, I don't know. I'm not sure if I would like this show. I mean, it would depend on who I'm going with. If I'm going with my father, it doesn't feel like a show that I would feel comfortable sitting through.
But you'd go with your girlfriends, right? Or your husbands, and like you guys would all team up.
I don't even know
go.
If I would want to go with my husband. It might make me feel uncomfortable.
Why? Because of the R-rated part?
I'm not sure.
Or the jump scare that you might get. They say it's a horror cabaret blending circus arts, magic, and theatrical scares.
How are we blending that all together?
That's a great idea.
The jump scare, Yeah, I'm fine with my husband being there. I don't know. Is it the R-rated? What does it mean, R-rated? I don't know. I need to see why.
Last year when we were down in Florida going over to our in-laws, I drove past one of these. It was set up and the tent was all like purple and black and it was all like, you know, it was like Paranormal Circus or something like that. It's really cool.
Would you go with your wife?
Yeah.
Who would you want to go with?
I'd want to go with my wife. It'd be a fun night.
Now, see, this is the type of thing I would want to go with my girlfriends.
Oh, so it wouldn't be. Yeah, it'd be,
So then I could actually get into it, because sometimes when my husband's there, I feel like I need to. And I know this isn't right. This probably is the unhealthy part of our relationship. But I would feel like, and this might just be a me thing, definitely not a him thing. I need to just hold back a little bit. If my girlfriends are there, but you don't have to hold back anything. What?
You hold back?
Anyhow, okay, so you said today's the last day, so we're done?
Yeah,
it runs
June 5th through the 8th, so today is the 8th. So
okay, and that woman, can you tell me what happened to your phone?
And your tidy whities?
818-2899.
The Buzz.
Let's go to Karen's Corner. 98.9 The Buzz, Suzanne and Sandy, where you could win tickets to go see Chicago in concert.
Yeah, so pay very close attention to this story we have today. Karen's Corner, today's mail, Karen, is from Penfield.
Okay, East Side style.
Were the 34 comments for or against the rant?
Okay.
Just canceled a pizza order pickup because when I arrived, the soda machine wasn't working, and I wasn't going to pay $3.75 for a 20-ounce. The churlish attitude of the counter help was not a help.
The what?
Churlish.
What's churlish?
Sounds
something you put on a hot
helpful.
Dog.
I don't even know.
Can I have some churlish with some extra Dijon mustard, please?
You know it's an East Side rant when?
When someone says a word that you don't know. Stop using big words!
Got home and tried to order from another pizza place and cash in the pizza perks feature. Mm-hmm. That wasn't working. Called the store and the service was, I don't know. So I just said thanks and hung up. Ended that order. Who wants to pay premium for soggy steamed fried foods anyways? Am I becoming that old guy grumbling about being bent over and always having his pockets shaken out for worse and worse service and quality? Or is it just me? More and more often, I find myself simply walking out of stores and restaurants because it just isn't worth my bother, and feeling like I have to eat the insult that I am just another rube easily parted from my money.
Wow.
Sorry for the rant. But is this really getting worse? Is it getting worse out there? Or am I just demanding? Wait, hang on. I had to edit. Hang on. Whoa. Am I just a demanding bee who expects quality for my money? Okay.
Wow. that was quite a load.
So how do you personally feel about this rant?
It's funny because it's like, I think we all think that sometimes. Mm. Some people live that. Like you live this. You live this rant all the time.
I get bothered. I have never once walked in to pick up my order frustrated and walked right out without the order. Unlike him, where he says he walks into restaurants and just immediately turns around and leaves, I have never taken it that far.
Well, it's kind of a Richard move to put an order, go to pick it up, and then refuse to take it. Now you've wasted a pizza because the soda machine wasn't working or something.
Right.
Give me a, okay. How did these people react in the comments? Which side were they on, right?
Out of the 34 comments, this is where you come in now, 818-2899. This is how you're going to win the Chicago tickets, whether you get it right or wrong.
Yeah.
Just play along. First call through. Out of the 34 comments, were the majority for or against today's mail, Karen?
Okay, call 818-2899. First call through wins.
It's Fasano and Sandy here on The Buzz.
Why don't come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 989thebuzz.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Welcome to Karen's Corner. Who's this? What's your name?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, so today's mail, Karen, comes from Penfield. And if you're just joining us here on Karen's Corner, he canceled a pizza order pickup because when he arrived, the soda machine wasn't working. And he said he wasn't going to pay $3.75 for a 20-ounce. The churlish attitude of the counter help was not a help. And then he wonders, am I becoming that old grumbling guy? Bent over always having to have his pockets shaken out for worse and worse service and quality? Does that trigger you too?
Actually, it does. It does. I used to see posts like that, and I would be like, oh, all they do is complain. But realistically, it's true. I've done that before.
Okay, so now out of the 34 comments, do you guys think most people agreed or disagreed with today's mail, Karen?
Okay, and he had quite a rant. He kind of went, you know, he went very specific and deep. I kind of feel that he brought out those feelings in the other people that I think they commented that they were like for him.
Okay,
I think they were agreeing with him. How about you? What do you think?
Me too.
Yeah, you too?
I think that I would agree with him.
Yeah.
Because everybody has their own story. I bet you in the comments, everybody has their own story of poor service or bad quality food.
Okay. Final answer?
You both lock it in your answers?
Yes.
Yes, my final answer.
Out of the 34 comments, most people did not side with the rant.
No, come on.
Best in comments, one person wrote, you really shouldn't have posted this at all.
Oh, my God.
Because remember, it was all because the soda machine wasn't working. So everybody was just like latching onto that.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
really, dude?
That hooked me. That started my hook. But then I'm thinking, you know what? We've all had that kind of service, and we were all like, man. And you know what? You think of when that one kid answered the phone and said, I don't know, right? Like, how many, you know, 45-year-old people are working at a pizza joint these days? I mean, they're all kids, right?
Okay, so next time you feel frustrated because you get bad customer service or bad food, do not rant about it on social media because people ain't going to back you up.
I know. All right.
No, apparently not.
I know. Isn't that crazy? So, all right, guess what? You're the first call through. Whether you got this right or not, you still win tickets.
Yay!
All right, you're going to see Chicago in concert. This show is down at CMAC on Friday, June 26th, courtesy of The Bowery Presents. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Got a pair of tickets. Yay! Congratulations.
Yay.
Going to the concert, all right?
Thank you.
All right, thanks so much for playing Karen's Corner here on 98.9 The Buzz. Now I want you to just hold on and be right back.
Okay.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
It was bugging me. I had to look up that word, that big word he used.
Churlish.
Churlish. Churlish means to be deliberately rude, surly, and mean-spirited. It describes someone who is ill-mannered, ungracious, and difficult to deal with. Use it in a sentence today, and you'll sound smart.
Like use it in a rant today on social media.
I love this. All right, well, it's coming up top of the hour here on 99 Buzz, Spisano and Sandy, whereas we will be doing the unchurlish commercial-free 98.
If you miss anything from the show, you can always check out the podcast. Just search out Spisano and Sandy or The Breakfast Buzz. And right now, we say not only thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you.
But also, we out.
We out. Like parking at Public Market when everybody else had the same exact idea.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah,
all right.
See you, bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.